Okay.
Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Probably caught that story the other day of the woman in California that took her dead Christmas tree back to Costco.
Because it was dead.
Yeah. On January 4th.
I can't believe
got
they took
back.
It back.
And they took it back and gave her money back.
And for no other reason, the hassle of it all. I mean, I know a lot of people who can barely get their dead Christmas tree to the curb. You know? I mean, let alone getting it in your car, all the pine needles all over the place. How is this even worth it?
I don't know.
They're expensive. She got her money back.
Yeah, I got her money back.
I'm sure a lot of people would do that if they do. She put probably, up a real tree over the holidays yes. and then take it back and get their money when it's over.
Absolutely.
I mean, how much are you talking? $100? More than that?
Maybe.
I've seen them certainly up in the high 70s, 80s, things
all
like
right.
that. All right,
she probably had some con or scheme to get all, free vacuuming out of her car anyway.
Right.
Sounds con artist-like.
280-1025. So, Robin, they took back what?
Used underwear.
Oh. Now I'm just offended.
Now I need to know, how do we know it was used?
Because they had stated that their daughter had tried it on and that it didn't work for them and they didn't like it, so they didn't want it anymore.
Okay.
So they just admitted to it. Okay.
All right. I wonder what they mean by it didn't work for them. I mean, because usually you say it doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. Right. What didn't... Because didn't work implies like you wore it for the day.
Right. Uh-huh.
And these just didn't just work out didn't for whatever out. Reason.
Nope.
Huh.
It was like a certain type of underwear because it was supposed to be kind of sexy. And I think it's not what they wanted.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So they accidentally got sexy underwear for the kid? And wanted,
yes.
Okay. All right. All right. They wanted they let her try it on.
Yes, right. Wait. Now it's getting even weirder. Wait. Because that means they're like, no, that's too sexy.
Oh,
stop.
It's like a thong underwear. Yeah. Someone realized it wasn't going to work out. What it was.
No, this is not good.
Thank you. You take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Tamara's on the phone now. Hi, Tamara.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. So you were 17 years old working retail?
Yep. Little sheltered Baptist girl. And we had a form that we had to fill out every time someone returned an article of clothing. And this woman approached with a pretty racy negligee. And I had to ask, and what is the reason for the return? And she replied, it didn't work. And I thought about a couple of follow-up questions I might want to ask, and then I realized what the possible answers might be, right. And I decided not to ask.
Right. Just shut that down.
Here's your money.
Just move along. Move along. Thank you.
Better luck next time.
But, it's kind of like, they say don't blame the tools, right? It's like a baseball player blaming the glove.
Yes. Right. Didn't work. Didn't work.
Nettie, what'd they bring back?
They brought back a $150 sweatshirt over somebody getting their own bodily fluids on it.
No.
I can't really give you the exact phrase if it's going to be on the radio because you'll have to bleep it out on exactly what they said.
We can use our imagination.
We had to return that. That happened on my lunch break. One of my associates did that.
Yeah, that's probably one of those things that's just so gross. You just give them their money back
right.
and go, just go, just get you.
And then I got in trouble from my floor manager over damaging it out and sending it back to our center because they don't want to touch bodily fluids.
I think that's a good way of life.
Yeah, I said, well, do you think we want to return them? I worked in a hotel for 6 years and, we didn't even touch bodily fluids there with our own hands.
No, you shouldn't have to do that. Yeah, just put it in the garbage. Just it goes in the garbage.
And I'd have, actually, it was the men's section I worked in. I'd have men bring back jeans 2-3 years old, and they would.
We can do that?
Yeah, apparently, because the whole butt of them would rip out because they were like 3 sizes too small.
I understand.
So, that was great.
I have to take these back. They fit 3 years ago when I got
them. Right, but not anymore.
All right. Hey, thanks, Nettie. Thanks for calling. You have a great day.
No problem. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.